With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do five times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and this is Quiz of Your Life. This week's guest, taking on 12 questions about herself, is comedian Sarah Keyworth. Let me tell you a bit about Sarah that we've learned. She likes crumpets. She loves to play a video game, completely allergic to avocados. But boy, does she enjoy drinking alcohol in the sunshine. Does that kind of sum you up, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, it does.
So this is a very loose interpretation of your life in quiz form today. So let's quiz, Sarah.
Let's do it.
Question number one, you're from the same town as actor and comedian Matt Horn, lovely Matt Horn, who is known for the hit TV series Gavin and Stacey. The question is, Stacey comes from Barry in Wales. Where does Gavin come from?
Essex.
Yes, but could you remember where in Essex? Correct, it is Essex, but whereabouts?
Dagenham?
I'm afraid he is not from Dagenham. He is from Billericay.
Never would have got it.
Question number two. You decided to become a milkman after being pressured to choose a career at school. Oh. So in the world of milk foil tops, what colour represents skimmed milk? What a question.
That is a ridiculous question. Red, isn't it? It's red.
So ridiculous. But you know it like that. Correct answer is red, just like the supermarkets.
Always a professional.
Always a milk aficionado. Question number three. Your first job, Sarah, was a paper round. In 2016, which broadsheet newspaper published their final print copy after 20 years to go online only? It was a sad day in publishing, I must say.
To go online only? Broadsheet? Not The Guardian, not The Independent. The Observer?
Sarah, I don't want to crush all your dreams, but it was The Independent. That hasn't existed in paper form since 2016. We still have.
Are you joking?
I know.
No way.
I know.
I could picture it like it was yesterday.
March 26th, 2016. But we do still have The Observer. So there you go. Okay, question number four. Your favourite gift was some Taylor Swift tickets. You are quite a big Taylor Swift fan.
Bloody love Taylor Swift.
But for now, can you tell me which UK festival, held at two sites in Chelmsford and Staffordshire, did she make her first UK festival appearance in 2009?
V Festival.
Good old V Festival. One thing I don't miss is V Festival.
Yeah, no, I think we could maybe let that fall
can
by
we
the wayside,
couldn't
we?
Because eek. Yeah. Correct answer is V Festival. Question number five. If you could be an animal, Sarah, you'd be a monkey. Brilliant. Most monkey species are arboreal creatures. Where do arboreal creatures live? And do you know what arboreal means?
No, absolutely no idea. They live in trees.
Correct.
Oh, right. Lovely.
Yeah. So I learned that today. So I'll be like, is he an arboreal person?
Yeah.
Do they live in a tree?
Yes, no, he is a weirdo.
Yes, correct, he's a weirdo. Question number six. Your last meal would be every type of cheese and some wine. The question is, what country is Gruyere cheese from?
It sounds French, doesn't it? France?
Incorrect. I'm afraid it's Swiss. It's from Switzerland.
It's Swiss cheese.
Originated in the cantons of Fribourg, Vaud, Neuchâtel.
Sorry, Switzerland.
Question number seven. People say you look like Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys, which is bloody hot in my book. His only solo album, released in 2011, shares its name with what type of military transport?
Crikey, that's That's a complicated question.
It really is.
I didn't even know he had a solo album.
Well, it was a soundtrack for a film that was bloody brilliant, and it was called the same thing as this album.
Oh, interesting.
And it was the first film made by Richard Ayoade.
Oh.
Do you remember?
I don't know. No. Because he makes quite distinctive films, doesn't he?
All right, well, let's go to naming a type of military transport then.
I can't. All I can think about is tank. that's not useful.
It's kind of close.
Is it? Do you know what, Mikita? I don't know. I just don't know.
I know you don't, darling. I'll tell you. It's a blooming submarine.
Do you know what? Oh, my Lord. Do you know what? I knew that the other day, my housemate mentioned that film.
No way.
I'm fuming.
Okay, we've really got to start remembering what people say to us before we do quizzes.
Really got to start listening to my friends.
Question number 8. Sarah Keyworth, you choose the music from the film Charlie's Angels Full Throttle as the soundtrack to your life. Wow.
Do you know what? It's actually a better... It's better than it sounds.
No, I bet you it that is, actually. Great. I bet you it is. Feel Good Time was an original song written for the film and the only single released from it. Which US pop star performed it? Her real name is Alicia Moore.
It was Pink.
We're going to stick with Charlie's Angels for question number 9. The 2000 remake is also your favourite film. It is great. The question is, which real-time boyfriend of Drew Barrymore played her love interest, Chad the Fisherman, in the film?
Oh, my God, I don't know that actor's name.
Were they
together? That's so funny.
They got married, I swear. No, I don't think they got married, but they were a big old couple. No, they got married. They did get married.
Do you know what? I do not know his name, but he's hilarious in that film.
His name is Tom Green, and he had... a film called Freddy Got Fingered, which was about as good as it sounds. And then I think...
Yeah, I was never allowed to watch that one either.
Was that not on Fran Keyworth's list?
That was not on Fran Keyworth's to watch list.
No way. So that is Tom Green, massive American comedian that Drew Barrymore married. Question number 10. Your first... Sorry, I don't know why this is making me laugh. I feel you. Your first live experience was to see Five, the pop band Five. Wow. God, Five. That takes me back. Now consists of only 3 members, Five, obviously. Can you name any of the remaining members? Can you name who stayed?
No, I know. I don't know. I didn't even know that they were still... Are they still together?
I have to say, it's not the good ones that stayed. We've got Richie Neville.
You can't be called Five.
Okay.
Yeah. AJ, is he one?
AJ is a different band. Who's AJ?
Different band.
That's Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
Let's get into a Five headspace. Who do you think stayed? But you don't know what they're called.
I have no idea what their names are. I mean, I think I was about 5 when I saw Five. And I didn't ask their names. I don't know.
You didn't ask their names, of course. Well, for the people that know, like me.
Ryan.
Like me. It was actually Sean stayed. He never said much. Scott stayed. Who? And of course, Richie, who had a lovely big smile and went out with Billy Piper. And that's all we need to know about that. Abs and Jay got the hell out of there ages ago. Okay. Question number 11. Your hero is Jennifer Saunders, writer and star of Absolutely Fabulous. She was one of 5 central cast members whose names, interestingly enough, all begin with the letter J. Can you name 2 of them?
So, Joanna Lumley.
Correct.
And then,
do you remember who played Bubble?
I'm trying to think of Bubble. I feel like she's the one that I'm most likely to... She's Jane something, isn't she?
She is.
Oh, poop. That's me being family friendly, by the way.
I can feel... the name not coming to you. Do you want to try the mum?
I've got absolutely nothing's going to happen with the mum.
What about the daughter?
Nothing's going to happen with the mum and nothing's going to happen with Safa either.
I guess Jane. It's all on Bubble. And her
it's
name
all
is...
all on Bubble. No, please don't tell me. Please let me get it.
I absolutely want you to get it.
Please let me get it because she's in so much stuff and she's a comedy stalwart. And if I don't get it, I will cry.
Yeah, come on. You can do this.
It's a weird name, isn't it? It's like a funny name. Mm. It's not like a normal name that you'd. It's not like a Smith or a Green. It's
no.
Jane Horrocks.
Yes!
Jane Horrocks.
Yes.
She's Jane Horrocks.
She's Jane Horrocks.
I am shaking.
I want to cry. Oh, God, she is Jane Horrocks. It's never sounded so good. So Joanna Lumley and Jane Horrocks, two of the 2 points. Well done. Julia Sawalaha is who plays Safi and June Whitfield plays the mother. Final question in your quiz of your life. Your greatest achievement on this earth is that you won Celebrity Coach Trip in 2019. Thank you. The show took you around the Mediterranean. That's nice. Usually they just go to Hull and stuff. So that's...
Did I put that was my greatest achievement? Obviously, I was having a bad day that day.
You went around with Francis Bull, a previous guest on Quiz Chat Repeat, and you brought home the gold. So for 3 points, can you name 3 capital cities that have a coastal edge on the Mediterranean Sea?
Capital cities. That's the capital cities have never been my strong point. Oh, God.
I say we just throw some names out there.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, so we're thinking. No,
I know.
I'm so upset.
It's a tough. I can't believe
this is
it's
not.
Geography.
This is. I resent that this is quiz of my life.
I know.
This is not. This is not who I am
or what I enjoy.
I can't. Do you know what? I can't think of a single. Do you know what? Just tell me, please. Just put me out of my misery.
I will.
Just tell me.
I will. You could have had Gibraltar.
No, never would have happened.
Monaco. Have happened. Could Monaco have happened?
Monaco couldn't have happened. Do you know what, Makita? I cannot express to you how accurate it is that I was told not to do it for GCSE.
That's a very good point. I'll just say these for everyone at home then: Monaco, Athens, Beirut, Valletta, Tripoli, Tunis, and Algiers. Rome doesn't have a coastal edge. Your score at the end of the quiz of your life is 6 points, rapidly going down, but it's okay.
Really, really, like, yeah, no, it's getting worse.
We'll talk you through your points after this break.
The Fertility Podcast is for you to learn more about how best to optimise your fertility to ideally get pregnant naturally.
We'll be teaching you everything from tracking your cycle to what lifestyle changes you can make. However, if you're needing to have fertility treatment, we'll be guiding you through what's involved.
Whether you're in a couple or going solo, we've got your back. I'm Natalie Silverman, mum of one after successful IVF, which is why I launched this podcast.
And I'm Kate Davis, an independent fertility nurse consultant.
Together, we're with you every step of the way. So go and search the Fertility Podcast in all your usual podcast places.
So you scored 6 today. I have to say we ended with a thumper of a geography question, and it really does just, geography rattles you up the wrong way, doesn't it?
It really does, and you promised there wouldn't be any more.
I know, and that's why I said I can't quite promise that, because I knew something was coming up. What were the things that you did excel at in school? Tell us all about things you enjoyed at school, Sarah.
I was good at the Englishes, very good at English and English literature. I was quite good at French language.
Wow.
But please don't ask me any quiz questions about that.
No, I'm definitely not going to ask.
My words.
I'm not going to ask you any more questions until we're in the quiz thing. But I would like to know about the milkman days. Did you actually, were you like a little kid milkman or were you like a teenager?
No, I never became a milkman. I just wanted that when people were like, I felt very stressed because I thought people were like, you have to decide what you're going to do when I was a kid. And I didn't know what I wanted to be, what I wanted to do. And I don't know why I felt this sort of horrible pressure to just choose something. And I thought, do you know what? I like milk. I'll settle on milkman for now.
That'll do.
Take it from there, yeah.
Oh, God, you know what? I miss that simplicity. Like, I like milk, I'll do that.
Little did I know that milkmen were going to become relatively redundant by the time I was old enough to drive the float.
Oh, I missed that guy coming around my nan's road. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Sarah, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. For your final connector clue of the week, for you guys at home, we're looking for a northern coastal town that is the end destination of the M55 motorway. A northern coastal town that is the end destination of the M55 motorway. Sarah, you just ignore that because that's a bit geography.
I'm not talking to you.
There will be a connection to the answers from earlier this week, and we'll reveal the answer tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.